This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
As the sun sets on Hawkins for the final time, the final episode of Stranger Things on Netflix has left fans reeling. Dropping on New Year's Day, we finally learned the fate of the core six: Will, Mike, Lucas, Dustin, Max and Eleven. Joining me to unpack that and the conspiracy theories around an alternative ending is iRadio's Matthew Matthews, aka Stranger Things superfan. Matthew, first off, what are your initial thoughts on that final episode that dropped on New Year's Day?
Okay, so overall, I was beyond satisfied. I think it activated every emotion I possess, every emotion. Now, spoiler alert, there were one or two things I was unsure of, like when they killed Vecna, I thought that was a bit too early and too easy after all this time with the Mind Flayer as well. And at the end as well, with Eleven's fate, I was just like, that really got me as well. The epilogue was a bit long leading up to that, but the end scene, I will never forget. I just couldn't believe it was all over.
I was the exact same.
Like, could you believe it? Like, when they were sitting by the table, like, saying, and apparently those books they had, that was their scripts. So they were saying goodbye. The actors were saying goodbye.
Oh, when they were putting away their Dungeons and Dragons, like,
they had their scripts apparently.
Oh, gosh. No wonder they were so emotional. But picking up on...
I know, I would be as well.
Picking up on the fate of Eleven, which you mentioned there, what did you make of Eleven's, I suppose, death? I suppose we're going... did she die? Did she not die? If you are listening in and you haven't watched Stranger Things before and you're okay with the spoiler, basically, it's unclear if the one that has the superpowers died or didn't die, because there was a theory put forward at the end by her boyfriend that she could possibly just be hiding out somewhere on her own away from the rest of them. What do you think, Matthew?
Yeah, so I think... either way, I think it was genius the way they left it unknown, because either way, if you think about it, Eleven couldn't be hanging out with them because there's always a chance they'd create, obviously they needed her, the military needed her to create another Vecna, so she had to eliminate the chance, whether that's dying or whether that's leaving and going somewhere else. So the theory is like basically Callie, her sister, was bringing these powers. She had these powers to make people think that Eleven was there and saying goodbye. And the reason people think she's alive is because the sonic speakers that were there that suppress her powers, they were on. So it's like, how could she have done that? But at the same time, I'm thinking, I think this is just a coping mechanism for the kids. Like, just for Mike especially, just be like, I believe. But at the same time, I kind of do believe. It's hard to know. Because Callie could have faked her death when she died earlier on and made the illusion that she died as well. Like, you know what I mean?
I feel like this is probably double dutch to people that don't actually watch Stranger Things. But just trust myself, Matthew, when we tell you it makes sense when you're watching it, but it also doesn't make sense. Because I think that I think that Eleven didn't die. I think that it made perfect sense, Mike's theory.
You believe?
Yeah, I believe. I believe, because it didn't make any sense to me. And I know I've seen a lot on TikTok about it, that Eleven kind of just evaporated into thin air and that was the end of it, when there was those drones that suppress her powers. That's been such a recurring thing throughout this final season. Whenever they came on, she was in pain, she couldn't use her superpowers. So if they were on when she seemingly died and she was able to speak mind to mind to Mike, like, it just wouldn't have been able to happen. So she must have gotten away.
That's one reason why I do think she could be okay, because like, when they're on, like, she can't they basically suppress her powers basically. But like I said, either way, like, they kind of left it in a certain way where it doesn't matter that she's dead or not. She's just gone and the kids won't see her again, because that's the way it kind of has to be. So the military don't have to hunt her down and create another Vecna and create this whole chaos again.
Yeah.
But either way, I was just like, I bawled like a child, Valerie, honestly, like,
so
the whole time.
It was really emotional, though, because you were watching them kind of theorize that perhaps she was alive somewhere, but albeit she's on her own somewhere, they'll never see her again. And to close that final chapter was just really emotional. Is there anything that you'd want to change from that final episode? I know that you've mentioned there about how, and it's a common thing, that people think it was too easy to kill Vecna in the end, considering we've been building up to this for so long.
Yeah, oh no, 100%. Like, I think, yeah, because, like, also with the Mind Flayer as well, because, like, that was basically the whole thing that was causing everything throughout the whole thing. I thought that was too quick. I feel that whole action sequence should have been more tense, and it should have been a little bit longer and more harder. I thought it was perfect, like, spoiler alert, that Joyce got to finish him off. I thought that was absolutely perfect, because Will was the one who was taken, after all, her son. And then I thought the epilogue was a bit too long leading up to their final moment, but they couldn't have ended it better with a D&D game. I personally love that.
Yeah, there was so many good parts to it. Even those bits that you might want to change, I suppose it kind of, it all ties into it in the end. But that potential redemptive arc that we could have possibly seen for Henry or Vecna, would you have liked to have seen that? You know the bit when Will is talking to him mind to mind? When he's confronting that old memory of his where he presumably went bad in the first place and killed his first victim. And when Will can sense that he finds that very upsetting to revisit that memory, and he tries to tell him that, you know, he can turn away from the dark side and he chooses not to. Would you have preferred for him to just join their side in the end of it all?
Honestly, no, because I think Henry, obviously, who is Vecna, he was in too deep at that point. And also, it wouldn't have made sense because, like, Vecna's been isolated. He's been doing all this, like, obviously influenced a little bit by the Mind Flayer, but he did state that, like, it's a two-way relationship. They need each other. So I think Vecna was far too deep to be redeemed. So he was past the point of redemption, basically. So no, I don't think I would have enjoyed that, because then it would have just been like, oh, was that easy to convince you to turn sides? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it would have been, I agree with you on that one. I have seen, as I said, other theories, though, that people think would have not have made sense for him to kind of be redeemed. And then he would have been able to kind of get rid of everybody who ever wanted to create a new version of Vecna, and Eleven could have stayed with them and all of that. But I don't think it would have made sense. And I think that it would have been a bit of a cop-out. I don't know why, but it would have been a cop-out.
It would have been an absolute cop-out. And also, Valerie, I had one more question. In Vecna's final battle against the kids, where the hell were the Demogorgons? Where were they? I was like, did you leave your boss, like, to fend it on his own back? He was fighting for his life there, and, like, you just left him hanging.
They were like, no, never mind. That's the end of it for us. Let's go hide somewhere else. And, well, it didn't work out for them either, because I suppose they blew up the Upside Down. But
The Abyss as well.
And the whole thing's gone. But I know that you and I have spoken about this over the last couple of days, that some fans are convinced that the series hasn't ended, and that there's a new theory that suggests the final episode that we're talking about here might be a fake episode to throw us off the scent. And this new theory that's been called Conformity Gate has gained traction everywhere. And now people seem to be convinced, in the essence of it all, that because there was supposed plot holes that people have been finding with magnifying glasses, that there's going to be an episode dropping today on January 7th. Matthew, first of all, what are some of the reasons for this theory, do you know? And also, do you believe that there's going to be a new episode?
Yeah, so the reasons for this theory are obviously, like you said, like some missing plot holes, unanswered questions in the episode. And also, I actually found this, when you go onto Netflix and you type the words fake ending, Stranger Things comes up. It's the only thing that comes up. So I'm just like, okay, what are Netflix playing at here? Now, do I think that there's going to be a seventh episode? I hate to disappoint you, but I highly doubt it. I highly doubt it, because, as I said, they couldn't have wrapped up with the scene any more emotionally than they already did. And also, all the actors have posted farewells all over their Instagram. So why would they do that if there's an actual finale dropping? It's like, if there's something dropping, right, I think there's only two possibilities. It's going to be some other show altogether that Netflix are dropping that's in no relation to Stranger Things, or it could be like an announcement of like some sort of spin-off or some... I know they're announcing behind the scenes. They're going to release behind the scenes on the 12th of January, but with this one, it also could be Netflix are doing this marketing campaign. So when you search this theory and dive into it, oh, Stranger Things is there. You have to watch it again. So then the streaming numbers come in. So no, I don't think I don't think we're going to get another episode, to be honest.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. However, I think we can both say that over the last couple of days, that has had such traction. I was kind of like, even though I'm still fairly sure, no, that was the last episode, this is all just coincidental. There is an awful lot of coincidences on the go for all of this. Like, there was something to do with, at the end, we were talking about those Dungeons & Dragons manuals that they put away in the very last scene. And people have, like, zoomed in on that, and they've, like, marked out where it says X is a lie, you know, about the Abyss and things like that. And it's just, there's so many things over and over and over. And also, people think that this whole Eleven storyline is so unfinished. Perhaps, you know, this has all been something in somebody's imagination. But would you be happy say now this conformity gate theory comes through against what we thought, would you be happy to see another episode drop with a different ending altogether? And it probably would have been the biggest fool you ever.
No, it would have been, yeah. Like, to be honest, don't get me wrong, I would be happy, because there's also this theory as well that's going around at the moment where everything that happens at the end, playing Dungeons and Dragons and the 11 thing, that was all fake. That was all in Vecna's head or something, and Vecna didn't actually die. There's so much things. Like, it doesn't even make sense to me. Now, I would absolutely be staying down to watch it, but I just don't think, if they do pull it off, if it does come true, like, how are they going to top off that final scene? Unless it was all fake and it fooled us, and then there's something else going on, that there's a reveal. Being like, ha, gotcha. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'd love for it to come true, but I don't think it'll come true.
We have a few hours left to wait, and we'll see. But I would agree on that. But if you were to do a little bit of plotting yourself, who would you like to see in a spin-off for Stranger Things?
Oh, good question. Good question. In a spin-off, I would say, off the top of my head, you know the way we love Dustin and Steve in the series? You know the way at the end, Dustin kind of, he's in college, but he makes time for Steve and his adventures. Maybe like their little adventures. And also, I'd love to see more of Robin doing things. What's Robin doing after this? Because like at the start of the season, she got a lot of screen time, but then she didn't get as much towards the end. It was kind of up and down. So yeah, it's all like, I just love them all. Like, and at the end as well, are they going to meet up? Like the four friends, like Jonathan, Nancy, Steve, and Robin? Or is that just the thing where we just say, yeah, we're going to meet up, but it never actually happens, do you know?
That was what was so emotional about it.
I know, it's like they're never going to see each other ever again.
Yeah, that's the end of it. Goodbye. Even though they had the best intentions. If people are like you and me and so many others at the moment and are looking to cure their homesickness for Hawkins and the Upside Down, what is another series that you've really enjoyed, or a film even, that people need to become obsessed with now instead?
Oh, that's a good question. I've been so in the Stranger Things buzz. I've actually been struggling the last few days on Netflix, but off the top of my head, if you want to watch, they'll keep you off your feet. If you haven't seen Breaking Bad, watch Breaking Bad. Or if you haven't seen How to Get Away with Murder, that's another kind of one that leaves a cliffhanger at the end of episodes. I don't think it's on Netflix anymore. It could be on other sites, but that's also a good one too. I'm struggling myself to find a new one.
Yeah, it feels like we're out in that big abyss at the minute. But we will find something else. There's so many amazing things to watch, and I'm sure we will chat with you again on I Recommend on iRadio's Groove Chat. Matthew Matthews, thanks so much for joining me this evening.
Thank you. I believe.
I believe too.
This is iRadio's Groove Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.